When was the last time you looked into buying a new TV? If it's been a few years, then you might be in for a bit of a shock when you hit the stores and see what's available these days. On the line to help us out with the minefield of choices is Philip Anderson from LG Australia. G'day, Philip.
Hey, g'day, Andy. How are you?
Excellent. Now, Philip, going back just a few decades, a TV purchase would still have been a big decision due to the cost, but the choice was somewhat limited compared to today, right?
Well, that's right. And I think you see past technologies, and we're probably talking about the modern era more, Andy, and where we saw, you know, LCD and plasma TVs, and, you know, they were priced like gold back then. And obviously with technological developments, prices do come down over time. And, you know, in recent times, we've seen LED TVs, and of course, you know, more recently, we've seen the new breed, the new landscape of televisions, 4K Ultra HD TVs, and of course, OLED.
All right, Philip, I think already we've got some people scratching their heads saying, what was all of that? We've hit the 21st century, and we've got all of these new technologies like OLED, OLED, Ultra HD, LCD. Maybe you could just run us through some of these current technologies on the shelf today and how they differ.
Okay, so we have 4K Ultra HD TVs, which are effectively four times the resolution of Full HD. Obviously, you know, that's 4 million megapixels on a Full HD TV currently, and Ultra HD TV generates somewhere in the region of 8 million megapixels. And then, of course, with OLED TV, greater contrast in the image and better colour, lifelike colours in the OLED televisions. So if we look at just the 4K televisions and OLED, we're talking about superior picture quality, a much more advanced technology that was previously available in LED TVs, LCD TVs, and plasma TVs, of course.
To simplify that even more, I guess people are used to hearing about over the last few years an LED TV, and now we've got these OLED, OLED TVs. So obviously that's a much more advanced technology and consumes less power, I believe, yes?
That's correct, yes. And whilst they don't require any backlighting, that obviously requires less energy consumption. So if you look at a traditional LED TV, every pixel was needed to be powered to be able to draw light to the screen. OLED can operate on whether a pixel needs to be bright or dark and consumes power accordingly.
And I guess on the flip side of that, if you go back, say, 15 or so years, we had plasma TVs, which were pretty much all you could get if you wanted a big flat screen TV, and they were pretty much the most power hungry TVs you could find. Are you guys still doing anything with plasma, or is plasma pretty much on its way out?
No, look, I think we still have a fairly healthy perspective on plasma TVs. There are some people that will take some time to you know, move into the next or to the next century, I guess, technologically speaking, and you know you do get attached to your television, but plasma TVs now, you know, while we still have robust sales in that area, we do find now more and more people are kind of you know, future-proofing their home entertainment experiences.
Okay, what about TV size? Is it true that Australians have the largest average TV screen size in the world? I did read that somewhere. Do you find people are just moving up as TVs are getting bigger?
Well, I mean, you look at 42 revolution, then to 47, and now we're finding more and more 55, which is obviously, if you look for a lot of the ranges you see on retailer shelves today, the 55, 65-inch marks, and then, you know, you're going up to the 84s and even further now. So Australians definitely are showing a propensity for larger televisions and more than one television in the house, obviously.
I do believe it's linked to basically the size of our houses here compared to other countries and cities in the world.
Well, that's right. I mean, if you looked at you know, particular regions in Asia where housing becomes at a premium and real estate, you know, just square meterage, you don't get the opportunity to put an 84-inch television in there easily. Whereas even in some Australian houses, that might still be somewhat of a challenge. But we do definitely have more real estate there.
I guess that leads into the question, how should people decide how big their screen needs to be? Because it's all very well saying, well, I'm just going to buy the biggest TV available. But if you don't have the room for it, I mean, should they be looking at how big their rooms are? Should they be thinking about pixels and not just inches? What do you think?
Well, look, overall, I think that we should be looking at what they enjoy in a home entertainment experience. Like for myself personally, I like to be up close and personal, but I don't want to feel like I'm sitting on top of a television set. So obviously room size matters. Now, if we look at you know, clarity of images, is the Ultra HD, one of the Ultra 4K Ultra HD TV, one of the advantages is the closer you sit, the less of that pixelization you see as you sit closer. So it does have that advantage in smaller environments. And the same again, OLED, which is, you know, what we consider the the premium, the gold standard of televisions today. You know, these things you can sit up close. Once again, I think it comes down to the overall home entertainment experience and personal preference, whether you're in a color contrast, whether you're sitting in a darkened theater-like environment. But I believe like a lot of these televisions do come with recommendations from, you know, factory set recommendations. But in most cases, and I've got a lot of friends who have differing tastes in that area.
And what about, sort of moving on, what about smart TV? Has that really taken off here? I mean, are people really getting into checking their Facebook, reading emails on their TV? And have the latest TVs made it easier than, say, 5 years ago? I mean, for me personally, the first sort of wave of smart TVs, you really struggle to be able to use them like you would a computer now. So do you think people are simply maybe not aware of what some of the latest TVs can in fact do?
Well, I think we do have that perception that it's stuck back in the dark ages where you still are fiddling around with buttons and you know, internet connectivity and so forth. But you know, I do know with the LG smart TV range now, and especially with the soon to be adoption of WebOS technology, which was unveiled at CES, the world's largest consumer electronics show this year, it will make the user interface a lot simpler to use and bring, I think, happily a lot more consumers to that smart TV experience. It has been, I guess, in the past, a tad maligned with some of the caveats that do come with newer technologies, but we are seeing in Australia especially and more of an uptake of that technology. And companies like LG are buying into new technologies that will make that experience easier for the consumer.
Finally, Philip, what are some of the top things people should think about before walking into a store and buying a new TV? Maybe some research before heading in stores? What are your tips?
Well, obviously research. I mean, I think I said it before. First of all, you know, determine what type of entertainment experience that you're really seeking. Obviously, you know, once you know or you've got an idea of, you know, size, dimensions, what kind of space you want to fill, then do your research, certainly, and determine, you know, between the newer technologies that are available, as I said, Ultra HD or 4K Ultra HD technology, you know, 8 million megapixels, whether clarity is something that you're looking for in your home entertainment experience, or whether you go to our premium range OLED televisions, where color, the curves and the contrast are just amazing. It really is up to the individual to decide, but definitely I would encourage people to go out there and do some research on those technologies. And I think, you know, there's a lot of hearsay about what they actually do and don't do. I would also go in store and ask, you know, the floor sales managers what they know about the product also, to ensure that aligns with what they've researched.
And of course, you've got a great range of LG TVs and a website with plenty of information on that. Where can we send people to check that out?
Well, lg.com.au. You'll be able to find a complete range of our updated product technologies. And of course, you know, if there are ever any questions, as I say, beyond that, the retailers that we do deal with are always on hand to answer anything further that the website does not.
Good stuff. Philip Anderson from LG Australia. Thanks again for joining us on Tech Daily.
Right. Thank you, Andy.